Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Tony Parker. I want to welcome you to our EFT and Law of Attraction workshop for manifesting happiness, abundance, business, and personal success. And as is customary with our little workshops, we do have a warm-up section or warm-up segment where we do various kind of standard EFT and Law of Attraction tapping routines as people trickle in. And one of our first tapping routines is the gratitude tap, where each one of us is invited to check in and say hi and share something that we're grateful for, and then we all tap on it together as a group. So, who'd like to check in and say hi and share something they're grateful for? We can all tap on. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Tony, it's Tammy.
Hey, Tammy, welcome aboard. Nice to hear your voice. Go ahead.
Thank you. I am grateful for the fall temperatures are coming in and dropping nice and low and being very cool in the evening. Very happy with that.
Awesome. Very cool. Top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye. Thank you. Under the nose. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome, very cool. Let's all take a deep breath and now release. Okay, anybody else want to check in, say hi, and share something they're grateful for?
Hi, Tony, it's Kim.
Well, hello, Kim. Hey, stranger, how you been?
Hi, I'm good.
Nice to hear you. Good. Nice to hear your voice.
Thanks.
Good. Cool. Go ahead. Good.
I'm so grateful to be on the call tonight.
Awesome. Well, I'm grateful you're here too. I'm glad to hear some familiar voices. Top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye. Thank you. Under the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And I'll release. Okay. Well, I'll share... I'm starting, some of you know I've had a health challenge, and I'll be starting a cardiac rehab on Monday, but I had an intake with the nurse who pretty much explained to me what my condition was, like in plain English, and kind of like, so it's like the first time in several months, you know, because you know, let's face it, the doctors never explained anything to me. They just kind of, you know, blurted a lot of stuff, but never really told me how, you know, how it all fits together. And she took an hour and kind of explained it, kind of gave me kind of, you know, and so I was like very grateful that she took the time to kind of explain to me in English and kind of like real words, kind of, you know, what I, you know, what was going on and what I needed and all that kind of stuff. So top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath and now release. Okay, very good. Now, I guess, you know, the moral of the story is if you need to know, don't ask the doctor, ask a nurse, you know. Anyway. So let's move along to cash and prizes. Basically, it's the same format of gratitude tap, but now we're going to honor sources of abundance, and that can be clients, patients, customers, employers, agencies, friends or family, anybody who's been a source of abundance. And if you want to keep it anonymous, You can use initials or what have you. Who'd like to check in with a source of abundance, please?
I will. It's Tammy. I would say...
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
M-N.
Very good. Top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Let's all take a deep breath. And now release. Okay. Very good. Anybody else check in with the source of abundance?
This is Kim.
Yep, Kim.
I'll check in with the Lincoln Fund.
Excellent. Top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Karate. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And now release. Okay. And now I guess I'll check in. EG, top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, take a deep breath. And now release. Very good. Excellent. Okay, so let's move along to the next form of the gratitude tap we call the love tap. And this works two ways. If you're in an existing relationship, you make a list of the aspects of your partner that you admire, love, are attracted to, or are grateful for, okay? Or if you're not in a relationship, make a list of your past loves, okay? And again, you can go as far back as your high school sweetheart, and it doesn't matter whether it lasted 10 seconds, 10 days, 10 hours, 10 weeks, 10 years. Okay, the whole point is connecting with a feeling of being loved and loving somebody. Okay, and again, this is classic law of attraction, bringing up a positive feeling in order to attract people who have the same feelings. Very powerful. Okay, so, and again, if you want to use initials, use initials. Who'd like to check in a source of love?
That's Tammy. I'll check in.
Go ahead.
It's a WW.
Top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And now release. Okay. Anybody else have a source of love they'd like to check in with and tap on?
NS.
Okay. Go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. Now release. Okay. And now D is for me. That's me. DM, top of the head, thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Excellent. Let's all take a deep breath and now release. Okay, very cool. And now let's move on to the Ho'oponopono, which again is a there's a lot of internet, you know, discussion, traffic articles about this. It's a traditional native Hawaiian healing, forgiving, releasing ritual. And I think it's just a good thing for us to do. But it's great for all kinds of situations. It's good for couples type situations. It's good for remote healing. It's kind of just a great EFT / law of attraction healing exercise. And again, in English, it's incredibly simple. Okay, top of the head, and just then repeat after me. Simon says, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Eyebrow, please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Side of the eye, I forgive you.
I forgive you.
Under the eye, myself.
I forgive myself.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, I love you.
I love you.
Collarbone, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Under the arm, please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Chop, I forgive you.
I forgive you.
Top of the head, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
Eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, I love you.
I love you.
Very good. Under the eye, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Under the nose, please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Under the mouth, I forgive you.
I forgive you.
Collarbone, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, I love you.
I love you.
Very good. Excellent. Let's all take a deep breath. And now release. Okay, so that's Ho'oponopono. All righty. And now we're going to do our move more into sort of money, abundance, et cetera, with the money thermostat, which is an incredibly simple tap. And it has a lot of deep, deep, deep kind of meaning and effect, even though, it's just deceptively simple and easy. And what it is we write, we get a piece of paper, or if you have a little EFT workbook or law of attraction workbook, on the top of the page, you write down the amount of money you made last year, and then underneath that, twice that amount, okay? And then you go down a few lines, write down the amount of money you made last month. Underneath that, write twice that amount. Go down a few more lines, write down the amount of money you made last week. Underneath that, this amount. Underneath that, write down the amount of money you made yesterday, and then underneath that, double that amount, okay? And the reason we do that is we seem to have a kind of a different relationship with time and money for different time frames, and we just think of money differently with different time frames. It's kind of interesting. There's certain types of, we earn so much a week. We have a certain relationship with that. We earn so much an hour, and there's a different relationship there. Also, in terms of spending money, we have the same kind of, there's certain commitments or bills that come in on a daily basis. There are other bills that come in on a quarterly basis and a yearly basis. So we seem to make different kinds of time money connections. So that's why it's helpful to tap on at least these four time frames, okay? Now, also, when you're working on your own or working with a practitioner or a tapping buddy, what you want to do is use the real numbers. In other words, and I'm just going to, just again, this is kind of, we're using the EFT basic recipe, so it would be something like, even though I made $500 last week, I choose to make $1,000 this week, okay? And that's pretty much, you know, and that's basically what we're doing. It's, like I said, just basic recipe. Since we're working as a group, we're going to keep it a little vaguer so that everybody can participate, you know. But it's still an effective time. And also to save time, we're just going to do last week, okay? Though if you're working on your own or with somebody else privately, I suggest you go through all four time frames, okay? So again, just rubbing your sore spot, okay? And just repeat after me. Tapping on your karate chop, whichever you prefer. And again, it's Simon Says, just repeat after me. Even though I made what I made last week.
Even though I made what I made last week.
I choose to make twice what I made last week this week.
I choose to make twice what I made last week.
I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. So even though I made what I made last week.
I made what I made last week.
I set a firm intention.
I set a firm intention.
To make twice what I made last week this week.
To make twice what I made last week this week.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Very good. Excellent. So even though I made last week. Today, right now, I set a firm intention. To make twice what I made last week this week.
To make twice what I made last week this week.
And I deeply and completely love myself anyway. Excellent. Very good. So now let's go top of the head. I choose to make twice what I made last week this week.
I choose to make twice what I made last week.
Very good. Eyebrow. I deserve to make twice what I made last week.
I deserve to make twice what I made last week this week.
Okay, side of the eye. I give myself permission to make twice what I made last week this week.
I give myself permission to make twice what I made last week this week.
Okay, under the eye. I am willing to make twice what I made last week.
I am willing to make twice what I made last week this week.
Very good. Under the nose, it's safe for me to make twice what I made last week this week.
It's safe for me to make twice what I made last week this week.
Okay. Under the mouth, I have the power to make twice what I made last week this week.
I have the power to make twice what I made last week this week.
Very good. Collarbone, I like the way I feel when I make twice what I made last week this week.
I like the way I feel when I make twice what I made last week this week.
Okay, under the arm. It's easy for me to make twice what I made last week this week.
It's easy for me to make twice what I made last week this week.
Karate chop. So even though I made what I made last week.
So even though I made what I made last week.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
To make twice what I made last week.
Make twice what I made last week this week.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. Okay. And like I said, this is the money thermostat. And again, it's the simplest, very simple kind of format. And do it as often as you want. I mean, you know, if you can do it daily, fine. If you can do it once a week, fine. If you can do it once or twice a week, even better. And it's we seem to have this weird set point about a level of abundance that we've become accustomed to. Okay. And we've become accustomed to it by habit, just by, you know, being, you know, but it also could have been established in our childhood, you know, by family, friends, society, religion, neighborhood, peers, that our level of abundance is acceptable. Now, it may be okay if you're meeting your needs and you're paying your bills, and taking care of a business. But if you're living in deprivation and you're under earning, then obviously, you know. So like I said, it's a great little exercise. It's been around for quite some time. And it's just one of our little tools, you know. Okay, so now let's move on. It's now the check-in time when you guys are invited to check in, either opportunities, challenges, questions, also any actions or victories or anything that you took over the last 7 days, anything that you want to share with us. And again, as I like to say, either, you know, you want to kvetch, kvetch, and you want to kvel, kvel. So who'd like to check in? Go ahead.
I will, Tony. It's Tammy.
Yes, Tammy. Go ahead, please.
So I had been planning some time ago to file a order to show cause against my ex-husband at court because of lack of payment of child support, and he's in contempt. And we actually, I had quite a reprieve for a while. He consistently started paying, was being real helpful, and now he's fallen off the face of the earth again. So I printed again all the paperwork I need to fill out, submit to the court, and I'm just at that juncture again. So I think I come up against some old, I don't know what they are, old beliefs, or, you know, there's some resistance to taking care of myself. And this time I just want to follow through and get it over and done with. So that's my latest challenge. Other than that, my paycheck was good this month. It was more than it was last month, and you know, most things are going well.
Well, that's great, and I'm glad to hear that things are going well for you. Tonight's topic will be, you know, self-limiting, self-sabotaging beliefs or resistance to stand up for ourselves. That could be a really good tapping subject for tonight. Okay, excellent. Thanks for sharing. And who'd like to check in? Who else would like to check in? Go ahead, please.
Hi, it's Kim.
Hey, Kim. Welcome.
Thanks. Let's see. I think my major challenge right now is I've had so much going on this summer, and I've been struggling with studying for the license exam for nursing. And I took it once, but I didn't do well. So I'm scheduled to retake it, and this is kind of like my last shot in a way. So I'm just, you know, I'm giving myself a month to really study as much as possible. And, you know, I'm hoping to pass this time around. So that's my biggest challenge right now.
Okay. Well, I know you're a very diligent and serious student, so I'm confident that the checkbook knowledge was actually between your ears. But do you think anxiety and fear may have played a part of it?
Yeah, I was so anxious and also exhaustion. Like the test went on so long, and I think I have to develop a better strategy for that, because by the fifth hour I was just wanting to get it over with. So, you know, I think I was actually at the border of passing, and you know, it's just the endurance and the anxiety that really got to me.
Did you give a sleep the night before?
Yeah, I did. I actually I didn't study the day before. I just did something enjoyable and, you know, to get my mind off of it. And and I scheduled the test for 1 p.m. so that I can sleep in. I think it was just like, you know, the anxiety. And I'd studied so much every day for like 3 weeks that I was also burnt out, kind of. So it was multiple factors.
Okay, well, like I said, I would definitely do some, if I were you, definitely do some tapping, you know, like, because I think, you know, well, we've shared this before that, you know, I was, you know, that I was doing a class for people at SUNY New Paltz for a test anxiety, exam anxiety, and just the simple fact of, you know, being relaxed and kind of, you know, centered,
yeah.
And not, you know, on some people, not everybody, but some people, the scores were like, you know, 25% increase.
Wow.
So it might be worth your while. And like I said, please feel free to avail yourself, and I'd be delighted to tap with you or whatever before the test or whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Thanks.
Awesome. Okay. All righty. I guess that's it tonight. That's who we are on tonight. So let's do a little, I like the, shall we say, we got plenty of time. So we'll tap a little on both. Okay.
Both.
And Tammy's talking about, if I'm saying standing up for yourself, resistance to standing up for yourself. Is that kind of what's going on? Or you
yeah.
don't deserve to stand up for yourself or something? Or,
you know,
go ahead.
It's tied to such an old root, Tony, that it really only comes up around my ex-husband. And he was kind of the, you know, all of the family of origin stuff. I never could really tag it to my family, but he was like the, it all got deflected to him. So I could identify it in him. So that's where I see it, you know, and it's probably more prevalent than just him. But when I think about it, that it comes up around him, that resistance to stand up for myself. And so definitely like, you know, I'll feel bad, you know, I'm bad for not putting him first kind of bullshit. Sorry. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, that, you know, just that, you know, I gotta, you know, carry a heavy rock and eat my cold, slimy gruel and should just be happy for any little crumbs I ever got, that kind of stuff.
Okay. All right. So let's go. So even though I've got this resistance to standing up for myself.
So even though I've got this resistance for standing up for myself.
Especially when it comes to my ex.
Especially when it comes to my ex.
Because my lifelong job was to save and rescue him.
Because my lifelong job was to save and rescue him.
And even though we're divorced.
Even though we're divorced.
Part of me still hasn't quit the job yet. I'm still rich. Part of me still wants to rescue and fix my ex. And I can't, and even when he's totally in default. And I mean, and it's not even money for me.
It's not even money for me.
And it's money for the kids. I'm still fixing and saving and cleaning up after him. And it's not working for me. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. So even though I've been fixing and saving and cleaning up his messes for 25 years. And I'm even divorced. I don't have to after him anymore. I don't have to fix and save him anymore. In fact, I never had to fix him and save him. But this part of me says that's your job.
That's my job.
And it's not working for me. But I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself.
My deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Okay, so even though I've been fixing and saving my ex for 25 years.
You're so good, Tony. You kept track.
And I've been cleaning up after his little messes. And I got real good at this job. And now he owes us money. He owes us money. You know, it's even money for the kids. It's not even for me.
It's money for the kids. It's not even for me.
Part of me still wants to fix him and save him. Clean it up and save him. But today, right now. I quit and you're fired. I'm not. It's not there.
I'm not cleaning up after him anymore. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Accept and forgive. Very good. Top of the head. I've been cleaning up after him for 25 years. All his little messes. And I've been sweeping it under the carpet. I've been taking care of fixing him and saving him. And nothing's changed. He has, in 25 years, nothing's changed. And now we're divorced. It still hasn't changed. I mean, he's in contempt of court. I mean, it's a do not pass go. Go directly to jail. He probably expects me to cover it up for him. He probably actually even expects me to swallow it for him. Oh yeah, that's how crazy this is. And I'm not going to do it anymore. This is a court order. This is legal. It's got nothing to do with me. He made a commitment. And frankly, it's between him and the court. Karate chop. I don't have to protect him or enable his ass anymore. Up the head. I'm not going to protect or enable him anymore. Eyebrow. It's not good for me. It's not good for the kids. And the truth is, it's not even good for him. So it's okay for me to stand up for myself. Even though I've got all this resistance. And I've got all these old tapes from my childhood. And somehow I'm bad for standing up for myself. I'm bad for not enabling him. Top that. I'm a bad girl for not covering up his little mess. And that's crazy. He made the mess. He can clean it up. It's a, you know, he can show up in court and deal with the judge. I don't have to. It's his fault. all about. And it's got nothing to do with me.
It's got nothing to do with me.
John Aram, it's not my fault.
It's not my fault.
So even though I've got all this...
Cutting out a little bit, Tony.
Okay, like I said, hello. Even though I've got all this resistance...
Even though I've got
still there?
All this resistance, yeah.
Okay, and all this the standing up for myself.
And all this standing up for myself.
Standing up for myself.
Yeah, I might have been running out of... I've got these newfangled headsets, but I don't know. It's kind of maybe running low. Okay, is that better?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, good. It was running out of juice. Okay, so... Okay, so all resistance to standing up for myself, top of the head.
All resistance to standing up for myself.
Eyebrow, letting go.
Letting go.
Side of the eye, letting go.
Letting go.
Letting go.
Under the eye, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the nose, letting go.
Letting go.
Letting go.
Under the mouth, letting go.
Letting go.
Letting go.
Collarbone, letting go.
Letting go.
Letting go.
Under the arm, letting go.
Letting go.
Letting go.
Karate chop, letting go of all resistance to standing up for myself.
Letting go of all resistance to standing up for myself.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. Take a deep breath. And now release. Okay. And how you doing? Okay?
Good. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay, well... I would, you know, like, I mean, obviously this stuff comes up when, you know, it always comes up when we least need it, right?
right.
When it's usually something critical and it's not exactly something we need at that moment, you know what I mean? Anyway.
Right.
All right, well, we got plenty of time, so let's tap on the Kim. So what do you want to tap on? Is it about the exam, about what aspect of the exam thing you want to tap on? Because it's a critical issue, but I'm just curious, what area do you think is kind of you want to look at?
I think the anxiety, because I think that's what messed on the exam, and also it's inhibiting, you know, my study habits. To prepare for the next one. So
mm-hmm.
I guess that's anxiety.
All right. So let's just either tap on your karate chop or rub your sore spot and just repeat after me, even though I've got all anxiety and fear about this test.
So even though I've got all this anxiety and fear about this test.
And my number is?
And my number is a 9.
Okay, and I feel it in my...
And I feel it in my chest.
Yeah.
Deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Okay, so even though I've got all this fear and anxiety...
So even though I've got all this fear and anxiety...
And I feel it in my chest...
And I feel it in my chest.
Yes.
Okay. I choose to heal, release, and let go.
I choose to heal, release, and
let go.
All exam anxiety in my chest.
All exam anxiety in
my chest.
And I deeply and completely.
And I deeply and completely.
Love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Okay, top of the head, all exam anxiety in my chest.
All exam anxiety in my chest.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
Side of the eye, all exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
Cheekbone, all exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
Okay, under the nose, all exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
Under the mouth, all exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
Collarbone, all exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
Okay, under the arm, all exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
All exam fear and
anxiety in my chest.
Very good, karate chop. So even though I've got this exam fear and anxiety in my chest. Okay, today right now I set a firm intention.
Today right now I set a firm intention.
To heal, release, and let go.
To heal, release, and let go.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
Okay, and I deeply and completely.
And I deeply and completely.
Love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. Let's go top of the head. I choose to heal, release, and let go.
I choose to heal, release, and let go.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
Okay, eyebrow. I deserve to heal, release, and let go.
I deserve to heal, release, and let go.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
By the eye, I give myself permission to heal, release, and let go.
I give myself permission to heal, release, and let go.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
Under the eye, I am willing to heal, release, and let go.
I am willing to heal, release, and let go.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
On the nose, it's safe for me to heal, release, and let go.
It's safe for me to heal, release, and let go.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
On the mouth, I have the power to heal, release, and let go.
I have the power to heal, release, and let go.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
Okay, collarbone. I like the way it feels when I heal, release, and let go.
I like the way it
feels when I heal, release, and let go.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
On the arm, it's easy for me to heal, release, and let go.
It's easy for me to heal, release, and let go.
All exam fear in my chest.
All exam fear in my chest.
Karate chop. So even though I've got all this exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
So even though I've got all this exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
Today right now I set a firm intention.
Today right now I set a firm intention.
To heal, release, and let go.
To heal, release, and let go.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
All exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Okay, top of the head. Letting go of all exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
Letting go of all exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
Eyebrow, letting go.
Letting go.
Side of the eye, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the eye, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the nose, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the mouth, letting go.
Letting go.
Collarbone, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the arm, letting go.
Letting go.
Karate chop, letting go of all exam fear in my chest.
Letting go of all exam fear and anxiety in my chest.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. Okay, take a deep breath. And now release. Okay, and how are you feeling now?
A lot better. More
okay.
Optimistic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if we did or didn't, but I had a kind of an inkling to make a recording for you so that, you can take it with you you know, on a cell phone or iPhone or whatever you've got, and then you can tap before you go in, you know.
Oh, man. Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
You know, so we at some point, you know, set up something where we'll make a recording for that, just specifically exam anxiety and stress and fear, and just do like two or three rounds. And then that you've got a recording that you can then, you know, play back the day of, you know what I mean?
I think that would help because I mean, it's always coming up like the exam anxiety, but when I've tapped in the past, like for tests, it has helped a lot. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, cool. Awesome. Cool. Okay, see here. So we've got enough time for, shall we say, a positive movie. Okay, a vision and goal or actions for the next 7 days. Okay, and now you guys are invited to check in and share any vision, action, goal, something that you kind of commit to for the next 7 days, and then we'll do a kind of a positive movie on it afterwards, okay? So who wants to check in?
This is Kim.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Kim.
I think mine would be to take at least 2 long practice tests this week so I can just get better in terms of exam endurance.
Okay. Excellent. All righty. Anybody else want to check in with an action or a goal or a vision for the next days? Or it could be longer, whatever.
Well, Tammy, I'll check in. I think I'll just keep redoing the tap that we did because that started to kind of crumble the wall a little bit. So I'll just be persistent with that. And I don't have to be nice, and I like the part about staying focused on, it's not for me, it's for the kids, you know. So I'm going to keep working at that this week.
Awesome. Excellent. Okay, so to rub our sore spot, okay, and I want you to close your eyes and just run that movie, vision of your taking these actions. And then feeling positive and empowered and feeling good about taking these actions and following through, okay, and accomplishing your goals in the best possible way with ease and grace and comfort and being happy and positive about what you're doing. Okay, when you feel the movie is done, when you're done with the movie, just say stop so I know you're done. Okay, very good. Excellent. Okay, now we're going to just go in with our usual movie script, okay? Our EFT, mind movie tap. So just rubbing your sore spot or tapping on your karate chop, whichever you prefer. Just repeat after me. Even though I have this success vision movie.
Even though I have this success vision movie.
I choose to allow the universe. To manifest this movie in my life. In the best possible way and for the greatest good. And I align myself with the universe so this can come to pass. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. Excellent. So even though I have the success vision movie.
Right now I set a firm intention.
To allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
To allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
In the best possible way and for the greatest good.
In the best possible way.
And I align myself with the universe so this can come to pass. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. All right, so even though I have this success vision, today, right now, I set a firm intention. To allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life. In the best way and for the greatest good.
In the best possible way and for the greatest good.
And I align myself with the universe so this can come to pass. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. Excellent. All right, so now let's go top of the head. I choose to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life. Very good, eyebrow. I deserve to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life. Very good, Sadia. I give myself permission to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life. Very good. Under the eye, I am willing to allow to manifest this movie in my life. Very good. Under the nose, it's safe for me to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life. Under the mouth, I have the power to allow the manifest this movie in my life. Collarbone, I like the way it feels when I allow the universe to manifest this movie. Excuse me.
I like the way it feels when I allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
Very good. Under the arm, for me to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
It's easy for me to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
Okay, Cardi Chop. So even though I have the success vision movie, today, right now, I set it in to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life. In the best possible way and for the greatest good. And help with the universe so this can come to pass.
Align myself with the universe so this can come to pass.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. Okay. And now what I want you to do is rub your sore spot or tap up and run your success vision movie a second time. Okay. Run it again, and again, accomplishing your goal or your vision the best possible way, feeling really good and empowered doing it, okay, enjoying yourself, ease and grace. When you're done, say stop.
Stop.
Okay?
Stop.
Very good. Excellent. All righty, so now let's, I think this little workshop tonight. I want to thank you all for being on tonight, and we did some good EFT and Law of Attraction taps. So I guess we'll wind up with the Abundance Tap. Okay. rubbing sore spot or tapping on your karate chop, and again, just, you know, Simon says, repeat. Do what I do and repeat what I say. So even though I have been allowing the universe to manifest some abundance in my life.
Even though I have
I choose to manifest even more abundance in my life.
I choose to allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. So even though I have been allowing the universe to manifest some abundance in my life,
even though I have been allowing the universe to manifest some abundance in my life,
and I deeply and Oh, sorry. Where are we? Did we just do even though, right? Okay, so now it's I choose to allow a firm intention.
Right now I set a firm intention.
No, what did I just do? Did I just screw up? I'm sorry, guys. I just lost my train of thought. Okay, so even though I have been allowing the universe to manifest some abundance in my life.
Even though I have been allowing some abundance in my life.
I set a firm intention.
I set a firm intention.
To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life.
To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. Excellent. One more time. So even though I have been allowing the universe to manifest some abundance in my life. Okay, today, right now, I set a firm intention. To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. Excellent. Very good. Now we can tap on the karate chop. Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Very good. Top of the head. To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life.
To allow the universe to manifest more abundance in my life.
Eyebrow, even more abundance of love.
Even more abundance of love.
Even more abundance of happiness.
Even more abundance of happiness.
Even more abundance of good health.
Even more abundance of good health.
Even more abundance of financial prosperity.
Even more abundance of financial prosperity.
Even more abundance of artistic creativity.
Even more abundance of artistic creativity.
Collarbone, even more abundance of good friends.
Even more abundance of friends.
On the arm, even more abundance of all the good things I really need.
Even more abundance of all the good things I really need.
Karate chop. So to set a firm intention.
So today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Top of the head. To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life.
To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life.
Eyebrow, even more abundance of love.
Even more abundance of love.
So abundance of happiness.
Even more abundance of happiness.
Even more abundance of good health.
Even more abundance of good health.
Even more abundance of financial prosperity.
Even more abundance of financial prosperity.
Even more abundance of artistic.
Even more abundance of creativity.
Collarbone, even more abundance of good friends.
Even more abundance of good friends.
Even more abundance of all the good things I really need.
Even more abundance of all the good things I really need.
Karate chop. So to set a firm intention.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Top of the head. To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in our lives, in my life.
To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life.
Even more abundance of love. Even more abundance of happiness.
Even more abundance of happiness.
Even more abundance of good friends.
Even more abundance of good friends.
Even more abundance of financial prosperity.
Even more abundance of financial prosperity.
Abundance of artistic creativity.
Even more abundance of creativity.
Even more abundance of good health.
Even more abundance of good health.
Even more abundance of all the good things I really need.
Even more abundance of all the good things I really need.
Karate chop. And I deeply love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. Beautiful. Excellent. Anyway, guys, I love tapping with you. I think we had a wonderful session, and thank you all for being on, and just keep it up. Keep up the good work. Like I said, this stuff really works, and, And let's see here, just a little announcement for people in the Hudson Valley. The Roundout Valley Holistic Health Community is having a community health day at the Marbletown Community Center on Main Street in Stone Ridge on Tuesday from 4 to 7-ish, 7 or 8. And it can't beat the price. It's absolutely free. And some of the best holistic health practitioners in the Hudson Valley will be there, including. So anybody who's in the area, feel free. And you can't beat the price. Anyway, guys, I love you all. Huggy face, kissy poo. Kissy face, huggy poos. Keep tapping. I love you.
Thank you, Tony.
Have a good night.
Good night. Take care. Right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Kim.
Good night.